little cabin. Took pine boughs and made it, and you could do a little room. You could get back up in there. Oh, 5-6 of us could sit in there. And they all put pine tags and everything on the floor, and you know, well, that was just great. Until the teacher decided that wasn't a very nice thing to do, and made them take it down. We couldn't go in there.
Yeah.
And they were the games that we played. I said ball, we all had balls we played. And of course with us at home, we played among ourselves, which was 4 of us. And we could almost make a team of most anything we wanted to do, and which we did all the time. We were busy all the time playing, doing something. And in the wintertime when it was real bad, we would play like animal things. We'd take chairs and make caves and that type of thing. I think most all children do that today. They still love to do that.
Yeah.
And play.
Did you play games with jacks?
We didn't have jacks. See, we didn't have anything to buy.
Yeah.
Everything we played, except for the dolls, we did have dolls. But everything we played, it was an improvision.
Yeah, yeah, something you made. Mm-hmm. What about games where you use rhymes? Remember any rhymes from?
Oh, you mean in groups like?
Yeah, or.
Well, the only thing that we ever played in groups like that was if we were at a party or something.
Yeah.
They'd have games, different type games. Just like they have today. No, I can't recall a playing anything like
that. Yeah. Okay. Let me see. I've already asked you about the yard, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And then chores. What about? What about? You must have had to do a lot of work. Were you the oldest girl?
Yeah.
You must have had to do a lot of the work in the kitchen.
Well, my sister that's next to me, we were so close in age that we didn't know. We took turns. She'd take care of the kitchen one day and I the next. And we'd work it that way. And I would make beds while she cooked. And I think we joined together to wash dishes. I don't think there's any one. But my oldest sister's one that died, and I was the next. But I grew up as the oldest because she died when she was 14, and she wasn't very well before. But we had everything. We had all just everything that takes care of home, and we had no modern conveniences, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Draw the water out of the well, and to heat the water on the stove to wash the dishes and wash clothes, and we had to take care of the baby, which was my brother. He was about 6 months old when my mother died.
Mm-hmm.
And we raised him, so we had to keep him clean and feed him and cook for my father. He did a lot of cooking, though. My father was a good cook, and he did that. But when I'll never forget the first time I made biscuits. That was when they had started to get the wheat binder come through and cut wheat.
Mm-hmm.
And it would move from farm to farm. They'd come in early in the morning and they'd cut wheat at this farm, and if they finished up at 11 o'clock, they'd move on to the next one. Well, all of a sudden, there you were with maybe a dozen men to feed.
Uh-huh.
So it came out, they came in on us, and I was cooking this. I had to cook the biscuits, so I made them up. Well, I made them too stiff, so I had to add some milk. And I made them too thin, I had to add some milk. So I wound up with about, I don't know, 70-some biscuits. And I don't think they tasted very good. But anyway, when it all boiled down, to make a long story short, one man stayed to dinner because they finished up.
Uh-huh.
And so, I don't know where the biscuits went. It wasn't good to me. But I'll never forget that incident. But there was a lot of work to do. I mean, when you have to have stock and chickens and all the different things that people